Then I came out and for a little while had no job. And then
How old were you at this time?
I must have been 20, 21.
Yeah.
And then I finally got a job in Ware at a firm called Allen and Hanbury's, the oldest pharmaceutical firm in the country. And I got a job in the chemical research laboratory as a lab assistant. The firm eventually, while I was there, got swallowed up by Glaxo. But I worked under a guy called Jan Gladich, a Polish guy, and he was the most gentle, tolerant guy you could meet. And in 7 years working for him, we only ever had cross words about once. But he was the most tolerant guy of every nationality in the world.
Were you still conscious you were German and you were a kinder?
Just about.
Did you ever mention it to people?
Oh,
Or
yeah, Jan Gladich knew. He knew
yeah,
all about my
yeah.
background.
And
But,
how about in school?
well, they knew. I mean, I don't forget, I didn't, in school, I didn't get naturalised until after school.
Right. How did you find learning English?
I don't know, but I suspect, like a small child, if you're amongst people all speaking English, you absorb it. It's not a. I don't consciously remember learning English, but in the end, the only language I wanted to know anything about was English. And nobody could persuade me there was any point in learning a foreign language, which is why, after 6 years of taking French, I failed it miserably. Jan was a lovely guy. He really was a nice guy. Again, like the fellows here, everybody liked him. He just was a nice guy.
So did he encourage you to take more, have more
Oh yes,
education?
oh yes, and Allen and Hanbury's did too. They sent me off to Hatfield Technical College to do the A levels again because I'd only got one, and this time doing one day a week instead of 5 days a week, I passed chemistry, biology, and maths in the first year I took them very easily, and then the college, I slogged my guts out. Up until Christmas, I often spent the evening studying. After Christmas, and of course I was married then, after Christmas I used to send my wife out with friends because I would not go out after Christmas at all. And I studied every evening. And 2 weeks or 3 weeks before the exam, I took 2 weeks off work without pay and spent every day doing about 12 hours studying a day. And then we did the finals. And I went up with a very good friend of mine to look at the board. They put the finals results up, just your exam number outside Senate House. And we went up there, and if you'd asked me, I would have started looking at the bottom. And I was told before I went, for God's sake, don't do that. If you go through all the past degrees and you're not there, and then the lower seconds and you're not there, you will start thinking you've failed. So you go from the top, and I got a little way down and I got a 2-1.
Wow. So you obviously enjoyed the scientific side of
Oh yeah, I
education.
was altogether as, going towards science. And with the pass degree, with the 2-1, I immediately got an offer from the college that they'd got their first ever Science Research Council grant to do a PhD, and they offered it to me. And I was 29. I really didn't know whether to take it or not. I'd been married for several years. I hadn't, what am I talking about? I really didn't know whether I should take this offer. And I went to see Allen and Hanbury's research director. I can only remember he was David somebody. Nice guy. So he led me, grabbed the letter, led me into his office, and I can still remember him throwing himself back in his chair, putting his feet on his table to read the letter. And then he looked at me and he said, "If you don't take this, you must have a hole in your head." So I took it. And that meant I was on next to nothing, just a grant for from 29 to 32.
Wow.
which I wasn't pleased about, but I took it. And unfortunately, they lined me up with the absolutely, truly dreadful research supervisor and an even more dreadful subject. Frankly, if you're going to do a plant type PhD, you should pick one where the literature goes back 10 years. To pick one where the literature goes back to the 1500s is frankly crazy.
So what was your degree in?
My degree was in chemistry and biology.
Right.
But this PhD that they lined me up for was, quote, the experimental taxonomy of the Stellaria media group. Stellaria media is chickweed.
Oh.
And the literature on chickweed goes back to the 1500s.
Uh-huh.
And so my head of department in the science department went to the academic board and asked for a grant for me to travel to the Israel and Greece and Sicily and a couple of other places to travel there. And he announced it just like that. And the academic board said, "What's Stellaria media?" And he had to say chickweed, at which point the entire academic board fell about laughing and I didn't get my grant.
Oh.
So I then sent to the universities in all these countries, and the guy at Kew Gardens advised me, and I sent just to Israel, Greece and Sicily, and Israel and Greece turned me down. But Italy, who was a very poor country, offered me a 1 month grant, a 2 month grant, or a 6 month grant. And I said, "Look, I'm only going for 2 weeks." And they said, "Oh, well, you'll have to have a 1 month grant." So I accepted I'd have a 1 month grant, and off I went. When I got to Italy, I hadn't got the grant money. I had to go, I went to Sicily, and I was told, "Go to the university, and they'll have your money." And I found the university in Palermo, and there was this lovely old guy as the prof who couldn't speak English, with a very sharply dressed young man, who, when I said I'd come to collect the grant money, he said, "No money, no money," etc. And just then, an Italian priest came round the corner in the building, and he said, "Ah, the grant money." And he went and fetched the grant voucher. And I'm still convinced that the sharply dressed young man was the mafia.
Yeah.
And he was trying to keep the money. It was very difficult to think otherwise.
Right.
So you can imagine what happened when I went to the bank to cash this voucher. I was looking nervously over each shoulder in case the mafia were around. They weren't.
So did you specialise in plants?
Well, I was going to, so I applied for the assistant lectureship. I got the job as assistant lecturer, and 2 years later became a lecturer, and 2 years after that, a senior lecturer. But I was by that time specialised in bacterial and viral genetics, and since I was in the group of people, the microbiology group, and there were quite a number of microbiologists in there, my chance of getting any further than a senior lecturer was zero.
Mm-hmm.
They announced that Hatfield was going to be one of the new universities. So it was going to be a polytechnic. And we were a polytechnic for about 30-odd years, and then they decided to abolish the polytechnics and make all the polytechnics university. And just 2 months before I retired, Hatfield became the University of Hertfordshire.
Mm-hmm.
And they leaned on everybody over the age of 55 to retire early. All my colleagues in the department said, "Take the money and run." So I took the money and retired at 57 and had always decided to move to Ullapool.